to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm here with Coach Valerie and I am Coach Caroline. Coach, we've been getting some new people coming into the membership and it's really wonderful. And one of the new people you said was talking about that they actually knew about Pose before they came into the membership. And what are you finding as you're finding people that have seen you before or worked with you before or worked with even Dr. Romanoff? And now they're still coming back for more help. Let's talk about that coaching, self-coaching versus hiring a coach.
That's a great conversation. And I will be the first person to say, I thought I had it.
Yeah.
Which is probably why I still coach, to be honest with you. So just a real short backstory. I've always been a coach, like my whole life. That's what I've always done. So I started teaching aerobics in college, personal training, and I have done it ever since. So I was never an athlete. I never played sports, any of that. So when I became a trainer, I started out in a weight room learning how to lift with another trainer. And so my coaching was in how to coach others, right? In these movements, in weightlifting. And then I taught aerobics and step and all. So you had to learn like all of these movements and then how to do them so you could teach them. I mean, that was just how it was.
Right.
So when I started running in quotes, I was like, well, where do you go to get the running lesson? Right. Cause I wasn't a runner, guys. I would live my life in a gym and I would run. I ran, but I had never taught running. So I was like, well, is there a certification or what, you know, to teach running? And people are like, you don't teach running. You just run. I was like, oh, okay, great. So I started a running group. We just ran. And I got injured. Other people got injured. So I found a book on running called Pose Method of Running. Read the book. I was like, I got this. I started coaching Pose Method. And this was in 1999. Well, a couple of years went by. And we all were, the beautiful part of the story is we had lost the injuries. People were not getting injured.
Right.
I was really able to effectively teach and give people a way to move better for their running. However, I didn't have it. I didn't understand the nuance of the fall. So I was teaching pose pull, and the gait cycle is pose, fall, pull. So we had a lot of pose pulling going on.
Yeah.
And what I did is the way life is, I was fortunate enough to reach out to Dr. Romanoff, bring him to do an actual clinic. I'm like, I'm going to work with the guy that wrote this book. This was also 25 years ago when you could do things like this. It's because I knew I was missing something. I was teaching it, but I wasn't having all of the results I wanted. So he was like, oh, you're missing the fall. And what's great, just so you guys know, it was very strange for my clients to be like, that's wild. Look, Valerie's getting coaching. And I'm like, well, of course, I want to be the best coach. So I'm going to get coached by the best. See?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Your coach should have some coaching. And so the best part, though, was that once I had my eyes opened to that, I've from ever since been able to coach others. Here's the challenge for everyone. It's the simplicity of running, because we've all run so much that, and Caroline knows this, we can show you the running and you can feel it and you'll go, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then everyone leaves and they think they got it.
Yeah.
Well, you don't got it. You got a taste of it. You got the understanding of it. Now you need to practice it like any other new thing you learn or skill or anything else. And honestly, that's where that coaching comes in.
Yeah. What's really funny is, and this is kind of what we were talking about too, is that when you're learning a new movement, especially learning anything new, but let's really focus on something, a new movement, or you thought you had it. And I'm going to not even take running. I'm going to take the squat. Like when I came to you, I was not doing my squats correctly. And you showed me how to do it correctly. And we would use a box to help me, you know, because obviously when we sit, we squat. We don't realize that that's actually a squat, guys. So I would use a box to help me. And then I'd get good at it and I'd stop using the box and I'd be doing fine for a while. And then I'd have to go on a trip for work or I'd get sick or because I'm lazy, it'd be too cold for me to get into my car and drive to you. So then I would come back and you would watch me and you'd say, get the box again. And I'd be like, what do you mean? I was, you know, doing fine without the box. Well, that rut, that track that I had muscle memoried into my brain was still there and still very deep. So even though I had started to build out of it, when I took that break and came back, that it just fell right back into that same track. Like if you're on like a really muddy road, guys, and if you've got the track where the bikes have gone or the car has gone and you're trying to get out of it and you just keep slipping back into it, that's what's happening. And that's why you need that coach. Even though I thought I had it, you know, things happen and you get out of practice or you get tired. That's a big one, guys, especially with running. You know, hey, I thought I had it, but then towards the end of the half, I couldn't feel it anymore. Or I got really tired and my form just broke apart. So the coach is there to kind of remind you along that journey, keep putting you back out of that rut until you build a new rut, right? Until you build muscle memory.
Well, yes. And 100%. And also, though, guys, the really big thing, and kind of like she said, it's understanding how to move correctly. So say I am running and I get tired. Well, what are my options? Just stop, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm efficient in my movement, one, you're probably, let's not use tired, but like, I'm not as fast as I want to be, right? So let's say that I'm running and I'm like, man, why am I not going as fast? Well, let me see if I can just increase my fall. Maybe I'll just try lifting my torso slightly. Oh, look at that. I'm running faster. Yeah. Because now I know how to run faster. How do you run faster? You have to increase your fall. How do you increase your fall? You lift your torso. How did you learn that? Through your coach.
Yeah.
And then it's not even just knowing it. It's the repetition of it. Because this is the thing, like when people say, squats hurt your knees. They do not hurt your knees. It's unfortunately, the way you squat can hurt your knees. Running doesn't hurt your knees. It's the way you're running that hurts your knees. And I worked with a woman just 2 days ago who has had knee pain her whole life with running. And this is huge. No one ever once, and she's 55, has told her to bend her knees. Yet every single doctor and PT she's gone to have said to her, your knees hyperextend. So she said to me right away, oh, my knees hyperextend. I've been told that my whole life.
Yeah.
And I said, well, then did they tell you to counterbalance by the bending of the knee to reduce the stress on the joint? Never once. Never once did they tell her what to do. Only what her issue was. So she loves to tell people, I have hyperextended knees, so my knees hurt, so I don't run. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
She's now learning to run at age 55 because now that she's bending her knees, she cannot believe it. She can run and her knees don't hurt. And she told me that she went home and told her husband that she thought I was lying. She met me on the pickleball court and my shirt said, run RX, run pain-free.
Yeah.
He said, that is not real. There's no way you can run pain-free. Guys, you guys are out there and I feel so bad for you. You go to a PT or a therapist or a doctor and they're like, yep, you got tight hips or hyperextended knees, or here's what your issue is. So then people take that as a reason to not do something. And I'm like, no. If you learn how to do the movement correctly, you can still run, even if you have hyperextended knees or flat feet or tight hips or all of those limitations that you think are holding you back. They're not holding you back, you know? And if you help us, let us help you learn to do the movement correctly. You still have to address those things. You still have to do strength training and balance work and all the stuff that goes with it. But just think, if I was working on the movement pattern while I was doing that, wow, what a different run you're going to have. So that's what the coach does. We keep you on track to make sure you're moving correctly and doing the work you need to keep moving correctly. That's the fun part.
And guys, that's what makes us different. RunRx really is the prescription to run pain-free. That is what we do. And we aren't like anybody else. And that's why, you know, it's kind of going against the grain. Like yoga was a number of years ago. People were like, oh, yoga can't help me, or eating right can't help me. You know, we're going through this whole transition in our world of what we thought was true. Actually, the pyramid, the food pyramid isn't the right way. Right? So we're kind of, we're learning these new things. Now, whether you agree with me on the pyramid or not, that's totally up to you. I'm not going to debate you about carbs versus red meat or whatever, right? It's about running. Well, that, and the point the way, is that, we're going against the grain.
Well, but that's a good comment too, just real quick, to go against and with the grain. I've been around fitness now. I'm entering my 35th year of fitness.
Wow, 35 years.
I have seen the high carb, the low carb, the high fat, the low fat, the high protein, you name it. You name it, guys. I have seen it. And I'm telling you, you need all three. So, but you really need all three of the post fall pull for your run. So
yes, you need all three. And yes, and that's the point, guys, is that things evolve, things change. We try to find these quick fixes. And in a way, you know, it's not a quick fix. It is, it's a simple concept, but it takes practice. And so we do have people that do come in and say, wow, that's a lot of work. But if your goal is to run pain-free, it's not a lot of work because it won't take long as you practice. Right. So
it's just consistent work.
Right. And that being said, guys, so keep, hopefully you're listening to this podcast, because I will probably do a special announcement when it comes out. I'm really working hard to get this started June 1st. That's not actually on the first. It'll be that first week or so. But keep your eyes out. Be part of our wait list. Get onto our email list. We're going to be announcing an app. And this app is focused solely about helping you run pain-free. Yes, you're going to be able to join our membership if you so choose. Yes, you'll be able to get a training plan with maybe a little extra bells and whistles for a few dollars, right? But the bulk of it is going to be giving you a focused place to watch Valerie teach you these concepts. We're going to put some of the YouTube stuff that's out there. It's a free app, and that's my point. So yes, you can still go to YouTube, but sometimes on YouTube, you know, you're watching something and all of a sudden ads come up, which I, you know, hey, don't get me wrong, monetization, but you know, ads come up and then you've got, you know, other stuff comes into the playlist. And the next thing you know, you're going down a hole on, for me, it's going to be like trimming back your tomatoes, right? And I was trying to learn about running and here I am in my gardening. So what it's going to be is it's going to be an app focused on helping you run pain-free. You're going to be able to just stay there focused. You're going to have some warm-ups. You're going to have some cool downs. If we do special deep dives into concepts, we're going to do some challenges. We've got some previous challenges we've done, but maybe it's like 30 days of strength training or 2 weeks of self-care, like different challenges. And you're going to be able to actually comment back to us, just like you can send us an email. You can make comments on YouTube. You can make comments on any of our other Facebook or Instagram, but this will be just for you and you'll be able to ask questions. So we really want to give you guys that opportunity to work with us in whatever way you feel you can and want to. And if you do want that coach to watch you run, to watch you check in, to help you go through the training plan and meet that distance or time goal, you'll have the opportunity to join the membership and work directly with Valerie whenever that time comes that it's right for you. So hopefully you guys have already liked and subscribed to the podcast. If not, please do so. Send us a 5-star review. Share this with your friend. We really are trying to get out there. We're just a small, you know, couple of passionate women about running pain-free. So we hope that you'll join us in our movement and look for that application. It's going to be an app, mobile app on basically Google and iPhones, coming out the first week of June. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.